business and the same Bakimasa business, and black inferiority and brown superiority and white superiority rule this little black country here for long times. Well, I and I come with earthquake, lightning and thunder to break down these barriers of oppression, drive away transgression, and rule equality between humble black people.
They had been struggling for as long as people could remember, living in a social depression that gripped countries like JA. It had caused violent street warfare between gangs supporting one of the two political parties. The peace concert grew from a peace treaty that announced 3 months before between two youthful supporters of the opposing parties, Claude Massop and another known as Bucky Marshall. They had both been taken in by police and locked up in the same cell. That night, through the power of Jah, an effective truce was born and they became leaders of the peace committee. As the moon began to rise that night, reggae musician, leader of the group Inner Circle, and dread Rastafarian Jacob Miller sang his new composition, Peace Treaty. The song celebrates an end to a bitter political struggle and the foundation of a peace movement.
That is emerging in the whole reggae phenomenon is one of the most tremendous political forces in this country, because it's a tremendous force for change. It is the first real people's language that has emerged, in which people are singing of their woes, their tragedy, their despair, and are forcing this society to understand.
And you don't want to forget the Honorable Prime Minister, Mr. Michael Manley. Give him a round of applause.
Is moving on around, around. Peace treaty
down in Jamaica, reggae music is soul food, especially to the Rastafarians. On the south coast of Jamaica near Sir Avlamar, a concert is held in the open field. Some of the biggest stars on the island showed up, including Dennis Brown. Later, a rootsman will step on stage with his crippled skankaya.
Listen, in this time of tribulation, trials and judgment, only dread will come over. That means only a God-fearing man will come over.
Descendants of the last tribe of Israel and the fruit of the union between King Solomon and Queen Sheba, and that we are destined to return to the homeland of Africa.
Is only what you hear and think is reggae.
The word reggae means king's music. That means it's highly sophisticated and should be highly appreciated. But it is black kings. That is why they denounce recognition of reggae. But how long can they keep a good man down? It is relating to the people, and the voice of the people is the voice of the Almighty.
That was Peter Touch again, a major force of reggae and a founding member with Bob Marley and Bunny Livingston of the original Wailers. Here he is performing on the North Coast.
'Cause if you come from Trinidad,
you say? What is the nicest music in the world? Rockers!
I, the man largely responsible for the peace concert that night, was the prophet Bob Marley. News of the truth reached Bob in Miami. He fled back to Jamaica to perform there again at the One Love Peace concert.
Oh, children, get your culture. And don't stay there and just stop.
Awarded an African Peace Medal at the United Nations. He's our most visible ambassador of the reggae bedroom and power to those in Babylon.
And we won't get no supper, oh no, no. Natty Jane, Natty Jane now. Jane Lock on the Abanga. Natty Jane Lock in a Babylon. Thank you.
Just be Then I tell her, say, I say his man
scan. In 1970, King Toby, an electronic genius, jammed boat radio station in Kingston for a few hours to play dub music. Dub is version of reggae song without the vocal track for the DJ to chant over. The DJ at that time and the first man to dub roots rock as music, the most popular farm reggae in Jamaica, was this man, U-Rai. Now, as a founding father of reggae, here he is in a special guest appearance.
Clown, or maybe you can see what I'm putting down. The music, I'm supposed to be my musical business. And so we'll be young around it, just gotta let the good times round. Even from a chop to the very last drop, ain't no need to call for cop because of your musical lollipop and don't look back, you know? Yeah.
So rebel,
concert provided an official stamp to the new peace movement. It was a stamp of approval from the Rastafarians. The intensity in Marley's performance was electric, while the mood of the crowd was guarded elation. Word spread that the opposition leaders, Manley and Siaga, were both present and likely to make an appearance.
Down. rich man don't tell me heaven is